Dustin, you mentioned that today is a special sphera.
Today is the midpoint, the 25th day of the Omer, which is exactly in the middle between the first 24 days before it and 24 days after it. And we know that the middle is usually the most important. The Gemara says that when a rabbi is walking with his students, the rabbi walks in the middle, his closest student on the right, and the next one on the left. The center, Rabbeinu Zal describes the tzaddik as being the one who connects the lowest and the highest to Hashem, which means, again, he's in the middle, he's centered, and he has the ability to reach down to the lowest, lowest places, and at the same time, he has the ability to reach up to the highest places. When we speak about the Ushpizin on the holiday of Sukkot, the seven shepherds, there are two versions as to how we refer to the seven shepherds corresponding to the 7 days of Sukkot. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, according to all the Sifrei Kabbalah, they follow the arrangement that corresponds to the Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem, where Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, and Aharon HaKohen is Hod, Yosef HaTzadik is Yesoid, and David HaMelech is Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol HaNaviim, he's in the middle, he's in the center. So today is the midpoint of Sfiras Omer. Our Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, mentioned this term Netzach many times. He made an incredible statement where he said, Nitzachti, I have succeeded, Va'anatzeach, and I will succeed. And I'm not finished yet. Because, as we mentioned here, tzaddikim are greater when they pass away than during their lifetime. And we see that Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, his light, is spreading much more now than during his lifetime. During his lifetime, in an obvious way, he reached hundreds of people. Today, in an obvious way, he's reaching tens of thousands of people. So for those who are associated with Rabbeinu Zal, this is a very special day, this Netzach Shebenetzach. Lag Ba'omer comes out on Hoid Shebahoid. And the Sifrei Kabbalah write a lot about this, how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai represents this sphere of Hoid for different reasons. So again, we have these two outstanding dates in middle of the Omer. We have the 25th day of the Omer, which is Netzach Shebenetzach, which is Rabbi Nachman. And we have Lag Ba'omer, which is Hoid Shebahoid, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nachman has a chapter, a small chapter in the Likutei Moran, where he speaks about Shimon Nachman, these two together. The Gemara uses the expression that when a person gets trapped by the Yetzer Hara, it uses the terminology, gets caught between the teeth of lions, between the teeth of the snake, between the teeth of the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. That's the terminology that's used. And you have these two powerful tzaddikim working together to oppose it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with his Zohar HaKadosh and with everything he achieved, and Rabbeinu Zal, who took the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal and the writings of the Baal Shem Tov and took it to the next level with their power. We hope that they'll bring about the complete defeat of the Sitra Achra, the Nochash, and the Satan, and we'll be zeicher to see the coming of Moshiach.
Amen. Shkara.